The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 280, episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist! Yeah! Oh, yeah, baby. Still a production of iHeartRadio. You know what that voice means. We're back. I'm not going through all this bullshit. You know what day it is. It's Friday. My name is Jack O'Brien, and I'm thrilled to be joined once again by my co-host. He is Daddy. Up from the 36 chambers of poop.
Oh,
it's Miles Gray!
It's old Daddy Bastard has come back. Straight from the, I guess, Brooklyn Zoo. I didn't have the time to improvise or write an AKA. I am back from parental leave, paternal leave. I will probably take a little more time later on, but thank you so much for everybody.
How are those blowouts, though, man?
How are those blowouts, my God. I thought I was watching Liverpool versus Man United because it was a 7-0 blowout.
I think I did hear while you were out that your team's doing really well, right?
Top of the league, baby.
Top of the league.
I mean, yeah, we're 8 points clear right now with Man City.
How much of your mind was taken up by that versus...
You know what's funny? We were doing so well. The baby was born. We took fucking L's. Like, and I'm holding the baby in the hospital, and I went, "Oh my God!" I'm like, "I thought you were powering us through," and then shit leveled out, and I was able to accept my child again, and everything is good. But yeah, I keep telling everybody this. I'm not sure how to speak. I've only been speaking to Her Majesty and the Geist Child himself, and
Geist Child.
That is kind of the level of my banter. So bear with me. As I get back into it. Although I might just come in on a 10. I don't know. Look, this is...
Yeah.
We're all experimenting right now.
You sound great. We're so happy to have you back.
I'm excited to be back. I'm very excited to be back.
Greatly missed in all seriousness.
I saw all the good combinations and I was like, fuck. I remember being like, oh, I'll call in when Gabrus is there. I didn't.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You were like, you had big plans. You were like, I'll like check in every once in a while and do like daddy, man on the street reporting. And I was like, no, you don't do that. What are you talking about?
That comes from someone who's had a child. And I'm like, in the midst, I'm like, yeah, I think I got the bandwidth for all this. He did not.
Miles,
yeah,
we are thrilled to be joined for your first episode back by a very special host, executive producer at Big Money Players, responsible for some of the funniest podcasts in the world, also one of our co-workers, because Big Money Players is our sister network, so it's weird to be this formal, but please welcome the brilliant and talented Olivia Aguilar!
Brothers.
Hello.
Not too much. Oh my goodness. I feel like honored that this is Miles's back from like paternity leave in this like episode.
This could be the worst episode ever.
I was going to say the expectations, it could be really high or people are going to be very disappointed by the end of this episode.
Look, Olivia, I'm just relieved that you're the guest and it's not somebody I'm having to get to know for my first episode back. Like, you know, we have a lot of overlapping friends too. We even see each other outside of work a lot because of the people we know. So it's good to see you and I'm relieved that it's you and I will do my best.
I was going to say, we definitely have had a lot of overlapping friends and a lot of baby overlap. Yeah. I think when we last saw each other may have been at our friend's baby shower.
Yeah.
And of course, I had to take, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I definitely took like a sneaky photo of you sitting. I think you were with your wife. And then I did like kind of like a back sneak photo and then sent it to the ladies of iHeart, and I was like celebrity spotting, and I got celebrity spotting in the way I'll send you the photo, but you were like mid bite into eating like a macaroni salad.
yeah that's me, and you're like, this was drinking all the juice that was meant for the kids.
Yeah, this was all meant for kids. They definitely had adult beverages,
juice boxes.
This is real shit. If there's juice boxes,
empty juice boxes scattered about.
I went to my friend's like baby's birthday party. I drank all the juice boxes.
There's so many juice boxes
to the point that like other parents are like, you know, some for the kids. There's like adult beverages too. I'm like, I ain't drinking, man. I want these little apple juices. I never had these before.
They're
these
so small. Were they always this small, or is that like part of this new woke? Oh, by the way, Miles, there's been some changes around here. Woke shit where are so worried about sugar. You know?
I think so. I mean, I remember when the tiny ones came out. I'm like, that's for babies. Because in my day, we were sipping like Ecto Cooler.
You remember
Cooler.
Boku? That might have been that might have been like just a thing that happened when I was in like second grade. They had a juice box that was called Boku that was just like two regular juice boxes stacked on top of each other.
I'm sorry, did Richard Lewis
and
do a
Richard Lewis was the spokesperson. Like, and I knew that at seven. I was like, oh yeah, that's that Richard Lewis
That's definitely not a woke juice box. If you got like prime Richard Lewis going, well, I don't even know what he's saying, but
I was just gonna say stand-up era Richard Lewis being the spokesperson. That is not a woke juice.
It's like it goes well with a cigarette.
He's out here being like, you know what? You know, I don't even know. I haven't even seen Richard Lewis in a while. So that's an impression.
I don't even know. What
I had to stop right there. My powers are coming back online. Give me a moment.
Who should we get for this child's juice box? How about the dark existentialist comedian Richard Lewis, who's like, isn't his like whole stand up thing just being?
Hold on, let me get screen share really quick, Justin. I have to hear how this guy is selling fucking juice.
His nickname was like, I feel like the prince of, I'm going to get it wrong, but it was the prince of mean or the prince of something. Like he was a burn roaster.
Richard Lewis is coming through. He's wearing all black and with a massive mullet. He's in a darkened room, and this is how he's pitching Boku drink.
So I go to a party and I got my choice of Coke or Pepsi. This isn't right. I want a Boku, a 7-fruit blend Boku. I mean, all this carbonation is very unsettling. I don't want to belch anymore. Belching is for babies. I want to be refreshed naturally, calmly. I mean, it's my undeniable right as a man of the 90s to quench my thirst in my own way. I want a Boku.
The man of the 90s. I need to get quenched.
People invite me to a party, I'm bringing my own Boku. Boku fruit juice cooler from McCain.
Oh.
Is that too much to ask?
Whoa. Okay, I don't mean to get dark, but when he revealed his Boku, it looked like a bomb attached to his body.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Too big.
Richard.
The man of the 90s? What a fucking marketing campaign.
Man, I totally associated with like when I was seven, but I guess it was the 90s or maybe,
Also, shout out to him. That was one take. There was no cuts.
One take, yeah.
Yeah, one take is really hard.
He's a fucking professional. He's the best.
We got a challenge now for our next ad read.
I did a quick Google search and just to like look up his nickname, and his nickname was the Prince of Pain. So the Prince of Pain, Boku
is afraid
juice,
of bubbles. carbon, the Prince of Pain,
for babies,
carbonation,
you know?
thinks carbonation is too uncomfortable. That's so funny that they steered so hard into being like a juice box for adults that they got Richard Lewis to pitch it.
And that the that the main hook point is that you want to stop belching.
Yeah. It's unsettling.
Hey, I'm a man.
All this
if you're a man, you know, you hate belching. It's so rude and it's disgusting. That's why I go for juice. Like, huh? All right.
Am I right, hey, fellas?
Do you? Do
a
you?
Sophisticate. Anyways, this is what the show is going to be. We're going to do a...
I don't know anything that's happened in the
last... Yeah, so we're going to do a re-entry briefing for Miles of just like all the important news that he missed. We're going to talk about maybe some news. We might talk about the TikTok trials. We might talk about how Trump is just making bank off of his impending arrest that, again, is something that he told us all was going to happen.
Right.
There are more signs that just this whole tech dystopia we live in is fraying. We've got phantom Uber Eats orders just appearing at random on people's front porches. And Google's Bard is a mess. We'll talk about the AI thing? Yeah. That's their AI. That's their ChatGPT. There's a new ChatGPT in the room, and I think it's like better at being your racist uncle on Facebook. Like, it's,
Okay.
So it's learned the language of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got like just looking over it. I'm like, this is a racist Ask Jeeves almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is.
Oh, you don't think Ask Jeeves was racist?
Yeah.
Oh.
You saw that.
Yeah, true. Good point.
I remember when I asked Jeeves, it referred to Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King as basketball players. That's when I was like, sums up with this algorithm. This is racist shit. Yeah.
All right. All of that, plenty more. But first, Olivia, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history besides Boku juices that is revealing
For a second, I thought I was the guest.
You were like, oh shit.
I should. Oh, whoa. I'm out of practice. Go on, guest.
Okay, so search history. I have two ones that are kind of like relevant at the moment. Right now, yesterday, I Googled non-boring green smoothies just because I was in a mood for a smoothie and I had a lot of spinach, but I just didn't want it to be so bland. So did a lot of research on some smoothies. And I think the key thing is a banana. The banana helps with the consistency and like actually gives it that sweet. Plus you get your potassium and all that.
Makes creamy.
Yeah. And so it made my spinach smoothie much better once I added a banana, added some apples to it. And I found it to be successful and was really happy with that. But then also my other Google search, while I am paying attention to my records, I like to Google random things during our research. Actually, one of my shows that I work on, My Mama Told Me with Langston Kerman and David Bory. I love to go through.
I just saw him in The Boys.
Yeah.
Langston. I was like, I just watched that. Sorry, I'm interrupting. I'm like,
no,
I just
watched that.
I was like, Langston. Like, I was like Leonardo DiCaprio in that fucking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood meme. Anyway.
So oh my gosh. Yes. And very iconic. The Boys with Langston. And I look up a lot of these like black conspiracy theories online. Right. And one of them really got me. And sorry if this comes off as like toilet, like inappropriate talk, but just the intake of salt and sodium ruining men's sex drives was one big thing. And there's this component that a listener sent in called saltpeter or petre, saltpetre. And it's like
you can make highly, bombs with it.
Yeah, highly concentrated sodium that is fed to a lot of men, or like people who are mostly men who are participating in the military to reduce their sex drive during boot camp. So it's just like these high.
Is this real or these are conspiracy theories?
Or is this something some guy
told
you?
It's conspiracy theories, right.
but
the Google searches.
Yeah.
There is such thing as that where it's like saltpeter's added to things during boot camp. Still exploring, conspiratorial, but it did catch my attention, though.
Google Bard is intrigued, I will just say, by your
Google Bard.
Forget Google search. Ask Google Bard about this. Ask Google Bard. Yeah. And I just, like, got in a wormhole of just, like, salt and then saltpetre, saltpeter, and just that. And then on a more lighthearted note, animals with eyes facing the front, because typically animals have their eyes facing sideways. If you just Google Photoshop animal eyes facing forward, it's the funniest, creepiest thing ever, but it's great.
Oh, I promise. Like, this is a okay.
Wait, oh, I see. I'm telling you.
Wait, what'd you say?
It just animal eyes facing forward, and people have like Photoshopped, you know, a deer to put the eyes going
yeah,
forward.
I've seen this.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them look beautiful.
Yes, sometimes it works with some animals, but like goats look typically really creepy because their eyes are already like their pupils are slitted types, yeah, right. You know, and it's not round. So that comes off a little bit creepy.
Yeah, no,
in a
goats
sense.
Are terrifying.
Yeah, the goats are. But I do enjoy the lizard. The chameleon ones are really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The lizard ones, they look like the like little Koopa Troopas from the live action Mario Brothers movie with John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins and Samantha Mathis and Dennis Hopper.
And that.
Sorry, I just said the whole cast, guys. I'm still working out
what if you just kept
contribute.
Going.
That has the reference to 9/11 again with the Twin Towers disappearing at the end. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, never forget. They already knew before it happened.
This episode is just Miles recapping the Mario movie, and everyone's like, oh, wait.
But there's something inherently, because the reason that animals have their eyes on the side, right, at least one of the like, design features is to like look out for predators. And so this turns a deer into like a hunter predator in some ways. And it's scary. I don't like it. The one that I was like, oh, this one's actually cute, is the Google image search just fucked up and put an actual like big cat in with the search results. So
I was looking at the tiger one. I was like, that looked like a tiger to me.
Yeah, that's just a tiger. Yeah.
The shark looks like absolute shit, Jack. My heart broke for you when I saw the shark with its eyes in the front.
Yeah, absolute. Yeah. Just disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh. Should be ashamed of themselves. I don't like them anymore. What is something that you think is underrated? Is that what we do first? Overrated. Let's go overrated.
Overrated. I believe, and I might get some attack from this, it's a Trader Joe's item. It's the everything bagel seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've had everyone recommend this, and everything bagel seasoning is just the seasonings that are in the back of your cabinet. Just like put it together, mix it in a bag, dice, you know, like have it all put, and that's your everything bagel seasoning. But everyone claims Trader Joe's everything bagel everything but the bagel seasoning.
Right.
That's the technical name.
Thank
is
you.
The I saw you gave me that look, and I'm like, all right, I better correct myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Miles is coming for your ass on this one.
I was like, don't fuck up my first show back.
I know. Again, I feel like the stakes are super high right now.
Yeah.
So. And that's with the seasoning, why are you selling that? And if it's all the ingredients in your cabinet already, it's garlic, salt, sesame
caraway
seeds, poppy seed, it's everything you already have. And trying to be smart about finances, isn't that like a money saver as well?
Yeah,
truly.
Thank you.
True. It's weird though too, because like, have you noticed they also made chips now with the everything bagel seasoning on it? And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's got a lot of extra bagel seasoning at the factory. That's what that told me. Was like, because I remember for a while, that shit was the wave. And everyone was like, oh my God. Like, weren't people like reselling it on Amazon because people were so fucking obsessed with it? I remember this. And I was like, okay, they got something. And then years passed. And now it's like, hey, man, remember this shit? It's like Ja Rule trying to come back where you're like, yeah, all right, fool. Like, go ahead. Like, oh, you're doing chips now? Okay. I got the chips. Way too fucking salty.
I'm upside down on this everything bagel seasoning.
For real.
Everything but
it's
the bagel.
It's murder. My investments.
Look, man, I just need you to buy one crate. Come on.
Please, man. Yeah.
What?
Any take? Do you have a take on that, Jack?
my take on the everything but the bagel seasoning is I've tried it once. I don't think, I think it was like at a house I was at. I don't think we've ever bought it. And it just like fell directly, immediately off of the thing I was trying to put it on. Cause like the stuff that I want it on is not like moist
to
stuff.
Have it, like,
that,
adhere
yeah,
to it.
Like I just like don't. Are people like putting it on
pasta?
What are
you putting it on? Like a dry slice of white bread?
Yeah, just a dry, like, just a cracker, just a saltine. I told you, Miles, it's all I eat is saltine.
It's just like a flood of seasoning just coming out of Jack's mouth.
An apple before I take a bite of it.
Yeah. Every time he talks, it's flying out.
Flush, 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 flush. What's going on with the seasoning?
I don't know. I forget what I tried to put it on. It was a dumb point, but we're going to keep it. Keep it in, Justin. They need to know.
But the to your point, Jack, I think Miles made it, was about the pasta. Like, do you put it in? Like, what do you do with this? Like, do you add it, like, your seasoning? I guess eggs, again, cabinet. Eggs. It's all in there.
That's true. Yeah. I love eggs, but I don't season my eggs. Like, the eggs are there to, like, take on the other flavors on your breakfast plate. And even when I eat soft-boiled eggs a lot of the time. Mm. And I just eat it with a little bit of soy sauce. That's just what I do. But everything bagel seasoning, I think when you put it on there, you've now made a meme of your food.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything that's like, man, you know, really turn up this mac and cheese as if it tastes like an everything bagel.
No. Yeah. I love everything bagels. I love the seasoning. Like, the thing that I would want to put it on is those bagels. Just like extra everything.
Or cut through it and be like, here's everything seasoned cream cheese to turn up your plain ass bagel. You so now you're fusing all those flavors. I could see that, but.
See myself like taking a bite of a bagel and then just like shaking it into my mouth. Like that feels like a thing that feels like the road I would eventually travel down if I let this stuff into my household. Right. So
also, I just remembered Jenny's ice cream has an everything bagel ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, we covered it.
Oh,
we
covered it.
We were all over that.
All over that shit.
Yeah. Well, because Miles, something you meant. Well, we'll get into it in the reentry.
Yes,
it remind me to get into it. But
I'm going
to
burn
ranch,
up on reentry.
Ranch ice cream.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Oh yes.
Never
I've
mind.
Heard about the
I gotta
ranch.
Go. This
is a mistake. I'm sorry.
I got a fucking kid.
Daily
now, man.
Listeners, Miles has left the chat already.
Miles is out. He's just walked off, muttering, "I got a kid now, man. I can't." Yeah.
This is now an algorithmic version of Miles Gray, man. Come on, Jack. Let's get to the commercial break. Dude, my guy.
What is something you think is underrated, Olivia?
Underrated. I think midday naps are underrated.
Thank you.
I love, and I'm on an iHeart show saying I take a midday nap, and I am proud to say I take one. And it is the best thing. I just set aside 30 minutes. Just it's a nice brain recoup of just being like, I've been staring at a screen all day, my computer, my phone, and I'm just going to tune out for 30 minutes. And when I wake up, I feel refreshed. I feel focused. Mm. Some people may think like, oh, this is so like, you know, like Eurocentric South American of you. But I'm like, they're so happy with their productivity. Yeah. And I think just a little midday nap. I love that there has been brought more to attention for it. And I hope it gets more. I don't think it will ever get to the overrated scale. But
no.
I think everyone should take it, especially in America. I mean, we're capitalism. It's just ongoing. So naps will never become overrated. But it's like, I think everyone should try it. It just really brings your brain into a new mindset. You feel more productive. And I've been trying to get my husband to take midday naps and it hasn't worked out for him, but I feel like we're going to get there. He just needs to find the right like little calm music that needs to help with it. But I believe like just midday naps are so underrated.
How, when you say that, I'm like, I have to be usually now, you know, as a parent, you know,
parent?
You come by those sleeping hours. They can come. They're rare sometimes.
Yeah,
and sometimes you do got to sleep when the baby sleeps. But I have like my circadian rhythms are so fucking strong sometimes. Like even when I'm tired, it's hard for me to take a nap. But so I'm very jealous of like you that you could be like, oh, yeah, I'm ready for my 30 minute nap because 30 minutes I will wake up like in 2 hours later, like in a time warp. I'm like,
mind you, like my setting, I do have a timer, and when my timer's up, I have it set for loud bird sounds. So once I hear those loud bird sounds, I wake up. And
you're starting
I already,
to hate birds a little bit.
I'm a little bit. Mind you, I know this, I live in Highland Park, which is the home of like the feral parrots that live up there. Oh, yeah. And I already wake up to them in the morning where they're just like coming in gangs like throughout the whole neighborhood and just waking up Highland Park. So I wake up with that, but then it mimics that for my nap. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, the birds are
the birds are here. You just shoot up, right? Just go from laying down to standing on your bed.
It's like it's a don't wake daddy type of waking up where you're just like, ah!
Love that game. Don't wake daddy.
Which, okay, again, I don't mean to take a dark turn. Don't wake daddy. The dad had depression.
What is Don't Wake Daddy? I'm not. All right. Dude, I'll be Googling this.
Oh, okay, Jack, it was a board game that was kind of that you're slightly too old for and was coming out right around the time I was looking at board games. And it's like a old like a Parker Brothers game that basically it was all about like your kids and aren't you trying to get to the refrigerator?
You're trying to get to the refrigerator and you have these like obstacles you're going through that could trigger waking up dad, a.k.a. Right. Daddy. And if you wake up daddy, you lose your round. And the objective of the game is getting to the refrigerator without waking up your dad. But then now looking at it, I'm like, and the thing is, like, if you wake up dad, the outcome, he's mad, he's upset, he's angry. And I'm like, this man had depression.
I think
that's what
they're like, yo, what? I mean, how about like give dad a break?
Give dad a break.
Dude, hold on. Now I got to watch the commercial because I remember, like, wasn't there like a live action guy who would be like, like, who was like the daddy?
And I think like, oh, so. Fuck. I think in the commercial.
Yeah, alcoholic passed out dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's look at Miles. If you're able to pull that up, let's please check that out.
So it's a bunch of, he's wearing a sleeping cap.
The sleeping cap is important.
Wait, daddy.
See, one of them is like, don't wake up the dog.
Without waking daddy, land on a noise, and you have to press daddy's alarm clock. Will he wake up?
He wakes up shouting.
Yeah.
With his eyes wide open. Damn.
Yeah. Also, I'm curious, like, what's the story with the kids who, like, are now having to eat at night while the parent is asleep? Like, is he feeding the kids?
Hide from daddy during the day. That's the other less popular game. Hide from daddy during the day and then don't wake him up when you sneak off.
Either way, there's a darkness. Yeah, the other side of this coin is also dark. So
Jesus Christ.
Just don't wake daddy, okay?
You can fix so much by putting, like, a little whimsical sleeping cap on somebody.
Right.
Exactly.
The toy figure that pops up also has a big, like, Scrooge style sleeping cap on. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll recap what Miles missed and get into some new news. We'll be right back.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations decisions that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And we're back. And first of all, Miles, we should just establish, what is the last thing you remember happening? You've been away a long time.
The State of the Union?
Out there. State of the Union.
I think when Biden was like, you're not going to cut Medicare or Social Security, are you? And they're like, no. And he's like, got you on mic saying that. But it doesn't matter because that's your job. That's the last thing. And then
I didn't even remember that happened.
It's all, then there was the train derailment.
Yeah.
That had me fucking, I was like, oh, fuck it all.
Yeah. You're actually not allowed to talk about that because Pete Buttigieg is maybe running for president. So we just don't talk about that.
Oh, that's over now?
There's still a debate over. We're good.
What about all the people who are measuring the toxins in the air?
Yeah. He actually ran that through some of his McKinsey consulting software, and things are cool there. The big event that occupied national attention for like a week was that one of the people from Vanderpump Rules cheated on another person from Vanderpump Rules with, and you're never going to believe this, still a third person from Vanderpump Rules. And everyone's mind was blown by that.
This is Jax?
I don't think Jax was involved. I think Jax has moved on.
No, it was. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm jumping in here.
Please do.
It was Tom Sandoval, who is a main guy.
Yeah. Wouldn't he always wear glasses at the reunions? Does he wear glasses sometimes, Tom Sandoval? I feel like he was one of those people who secretly wore eyeglasses.
Wouldn't hit a guy with glasses.
But as an accessory, though, I want to check, do you have a prescription? That's the thing.
You just poke them in the eye and they're like, man, there's no lenses in here. Yeah. Okay. Good for him.
Yeah. He's cheating.
That's the main thing?
It's called Scandoval. #Scandoval.
Yeah.
It has
a name and everything, Miles.
Wow. That's all happening the week when we're not talking about the anniversary of the invasion of Iraq.
Yeah. More on that later. Biden approved a massive oil pumping operation. And there were some concerns with this because the ground that they're trying to extract oil out of is getting softer because of climate change. But they came up with a great solution where they have machines that will freeze the ground so that they can better drill into it. They're called chillers. Yes. So chillers are a thing that we have to know about now. But more importantly than any of that, on yesterday's episode, we invented the phrase grindfulness, which is a mindful approach to being on your grind set mindset.
I like that.
So that is trademarked, and we are now a influencer podcast.
That's true. I mean, that is how you get to Lambo. You know what I mean?
How I get to Lambo, but also how I feeling about myself getting to Lambo.
And I'm going to challenge the listeners, man. This is something I was thinking a lot about when I was with my baby and my wife. I was like, man, I don't hang around enough people that are really on their grind.
Thank you.
And I think that is the reason I don't have Lambo. So I use that to really kind of just stop, but cut a lot of people off. My mom, my dad, some of my cousins, some of my best friends. Y'all just aren't, you aren't uplifting me to the point that I am Lambo.
You're not on the same wavelength. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So look, I'm doing a bit of a reset to be a little more grindful about things. And I do challenge everybody else. If y'all aren't having at least splitting your life. Yeah. You and your homies every day should be talking about how you split 17 rental properties.
And if you're not, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
A bunch of brand movies dropped and critics are like, yes, please, more of this, Daddy. So the Flaming Hot Cheetos movie, you remember that?
Oh, yeah. About? The one that like that Eva Longoria was
behind. That, yeah, that hit South by Southwest and everyone loves it. And then the new Ben Affleck Air Jordans movie came out and it's like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. So that's the other, in addition to being grindfulness influencers, we're also going to be an IP factory where we just start pitching out ideas for the next big brand movie. So that's just something that we're always going to be working on in the background.
I can't wait for the story about wet wipes that's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a parent, I'm like, oh, this is going to be lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The origin of Don't Wake Daddy. Like that, that could actually be a dark,
tale. Holy
that can
shit,
be
like the
very
Blumhouse
dark.
Treatment, the
I was going to say, attach Ari Aster to that project. Oh my God.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. Good to
I'm
know.
Calling A24 right now. Sorry. Please. We got to do this. We got to get on this now. Grindfulness felt a little like, interesting, but now I think I'm into
it. Now you're in. Yeah.
Now I'm
good.
In.
Oh, wow. You were on the fence.
I was on the fence.
Did Trump get arrested yet?
Trump is, so he's like begging to be arrested. Like
he
thinks handcuffs are going to make him look tough. And he's like really lobbying to start a civil war. It seems like he started this story from the start. Yeah. No, it seems like nobody's on board with that, but that one's still happening. So I think you're up to speed. I think that's all right. Everything.
Oh, well, also, yeah, I should have posted it, but man, I had such a, when I watched the Oscars, when Ke Huy Quan won, I fucking lost it. And I was in tears. And her message was like, are you okay? I'm like, he was the coolest Asian kid I could look up to on TV. And he fell off so hard. And now he's back. And I fucking love that shit. If you've heard me, I talk all the time about this movie that he made in the 90s called Breathing Fire. Because I was such a Jonathan Ke Huy Quan fan. Like, that I followed his career like into the depths of bad movies. And it's a martial arts film. You can watch it on YouTube where he plays this Vietnamese orphan who was taken back to America by a Marine after his sniper mother was killed. And he's raised alongside this American kid and they become these martial arts experts and bring down a criminal organization. But I also want to say, this is a picture of me and him when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got to meet him. It was the greatest moment of my life.
Okay, that smile of yours, so adorable. You are literally meeting your biggest fan.
Yeah, I was
You're like, yes.
This shit is from 1991.
Wow.
Okay.
The year Breathing Fire came out.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Look at anyway, that. So shout out to, and I did see the Super Bowl halftime show. That's it.
Okay, that was Rihanna.
And
it's funny,
the
like,
Boys. That's it. Those are my updates.
The Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it. I like, I didn't even remember the State of the Union happened. So, there's something this show does to your brain where it's just a fire hose of things.
Oh, yeah.
And everything.
I mean, honestly, the biggest benefit I had was literally not being on Twitter up until like a few hours ago.
Yeah. How'd it go? How was re-entry to Twitter?
It's, man, when you're away from it for a long time, I'm like, oh no. Like part of me's like, oh shit. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Twitter broke also. Twitter's just broke.
Yeah. I saw that. But whatever. Yeah. I'm back. I'm fully looking into Sauron's eye for the moment.
So as we mentioned, the Trump impending arrest, maybe, I don't know. We don't really know if it's happening, but after he first posted about his supposedly looming arrest, his campaign did start hitting people up for donations and made $1.5 million.
As one does. That checks out. Yeah.
They said it was at a higher rate than anything, even after, like, I think one of the last times he did something like this, he was only making like $250 a day. He made $500,000 a day.
Yeah.
Off the strength of they're going to take me to jail, y'all. And he got their asses with that one.
Yeah, he really got all our asses, I feel like, because then like the prosecution is like, what are you talking about? And they have to like respond and everything's just, it is that Trumpian 4D chess, which it turns out is just flipping the chessboard.
I was going to say, like,
scammers. And he's like, we're not playing chess, we're playing Don't Wake Daddy. You're like, oh,
don't wake Trumpy. And yeah. then also, like, scammers just know how to scam. He's just going to keep getting away doing the same thing over and over again. Whether people do or don't show up, he's still going to be ripping off and making all that money from people.
Yeah. Right. I can't wait, you know, if he goes to jail and he's grifting from jail and he's like, you got to help me. He's like, they're going to stick me in the yard if I don't get them 3 beef sticks. Please send in your donations, patriots.
Just all caps in his newsletters. I'm in a cell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, his all caps. I mean, he dropped an all caps Truth Social about how he's 100% innocent. And the last part was, as they tell us to be peaceful. This motherfucker who, like, would take Elon Musk's fucking space plane to get away from a fist fight. Like, has never, like, loves an argument when he can throw lawyers at it. But I love that there are people who are like, he's, like, really like William Wallace in many ways. He's our warrior poet leader.
And then he's going to get ripped to shreds at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Doesn't he get drawn, pulled apart by horses or some shit?
Yeah, they pull out his innards, and then
cool. But they'll never take our NFTs.
That's right.
He's telling them. I think it's funny though too. Like, in all of his pandering and like begging for money, there was one post that he did where he was just sort of like, "Hey, look, if you're poor, like, then don't worry about it." But if you're a ballin' ass patriot who benefited from my presidency and my policies, then open up your fucking wallets. Which was like interesting to be like, oh, okay, so he's a grifter with a heart. But again, it's more like appealing to your ego too. It's like, well, I mean, if you're a broke boy, yeah, obviously. But I know that's not you, right?
The patriot? Link to the petition for people to sign to protest his arrest also suggested donating sums of $500, $1,000, or $3,300.
Good for you.
Just, you know, the three types of the three amounts of money that
the three genders.
Donate. Yes.
$500, $1,000 or $3,300 donations. I think, again, with all this, too, it is nice to see that, you know, the lack of actual physical protests that he's inspired by it. You know,
well, sure, they wanted to keep it low key, Miles. That's what
there were
some
loser boat parties. I saw that. But like, you know, when people pulled up to the courthouse in New York, it looked like more that anti-Trumpers were the ones that got the message to protest than the ones that were like there to like defend him or support Trump. And the best they really got was like McCarthy being like, I'm going to have to investigate, you know, the Manhattan DA, even though it's not a federal court, but I'll find a way to meddle in that court. And I think others were all a little more restrained, but I just like how some people were like, don't fucking go. It's another honeypot operation. Don't fucking do it. And then there's the really mad January 6er people who are like, you're talking about this shit, but you've left all the true Jan 6ers in the lurch, not giving your support, Donald, what gives? So I don't know. It could just be that the idea of covering up an affair with hundreds of thousands of dollars isn't as an effective organizing tool as
for his side.
Having the full weight of the party and the conservative media apparatus for months saying the election was stolen.
Yeah. There is a silver lining to this story, though, because I think we advised all our listeners, and if you didn't take this advice, that's on you. And like, you need to think about who you need to cut out of your life. But we advised everybody to like jump on those Trump NFTs.
100%
with
100%
photoshopped images of Trump as a cowboy or an astronaut. Anyways, those with the word of his possible impending arrest, the prices of those have gone up a little bit. So. That's good to see. And hopefully our listenership is printing money right now off of that.
I was going to say, you have to be. Now, those things must be worth a little bit more. I mean, astronaut, cowboy. What other? Are those the only two that he
released? No, there was
released?
Like Superman one.
Baseball player.
The
wasn't there
Superman.
A baseball one?
Yeah.
It was just him like living out his fantasies.
I love it. I would love to meet the person who photoshopped all that stuff or like gathered that. I would love to meet the designer.
Yeah.
The designer of all those NFTs. And I hope
just like a behind the scenes, like deep dive story of like what that process was like.
I'm sure they're not being paid well.
No.
But
that's a really good point. Yo,
it's probably
we need to
some
do this.
Fan
who like was like, hey, I can design them. Like, can I talk to him? Like, yeah, for sure, man. Pull up to Mar-a-Lago in like fucking 9 years.
Right.
You know, someone, many people were taken advantage of. But I'm interested to know if there was someone like so enthusiastic about it. Where you're like, oh, no, you're not with us here on Earth anymore, are you?
Yeah. And the notes that he must have given on those to be like, I don't know, maybe a little more muscular.
Stronger.
Yeah.
Really. I'm not Christmas a Batman. Hands. I'm more of a Superman type. I see exactly. Where you're going with there.
You're right. My biceps could be a lot bigger. This is even smaller than real life. So I would come back, do another pass at that. I want my triceps to look like fucking horseshoes back there.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back, talk TikTok. TikTok?
TikTok.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. To what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And we're back. And the social media world is on attention because Congress, you know, senators, Congress people are on the case where they're interrogating the CEO of TikTok about how there's a national security threat here.
And we all know that.
Get to it. Yeah.
We've all seen it, man. Those dance trends, the pink sauce, these are national security threats. And I think we need to be really opening our eyes, folks, about what's going on. I mean, this whole thing is so fucking funny to me because you have all of these like elderly people in Congress being like, and we got to get rid of TikTok. It's so bad and Chinese that we got to do
emphasis
something.
On that.
Oh my God. If I have to hear the word Chinese communist like again, I'm going to open 9 more TikTok accounts. Like I can't handle this shit. And they're getting grilled. Like the CEO is getting grilled about how data is collected and manipulated by the Chinese communists.
Right.
But like the argument, one of their main arguments goes like this. It's Chinese. Oh, wait. Okay. There were some other nuances to that. They say that the CCP can use TikTok to run propaganda ops that will put the nation at risk. But then how come not one sitting member of Congress has been briefed by national security intelligence people talking about this supposed security threat? Because if it's that level to ban it, I'd imagine the people whose business it is to say this is a national security threat would have a full on report to give to you so you can regurgitate that in public. But they're just like, nah, man, it's they can do anything because of the CCP. So think right. about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could
you imagine if they did, though? It seems to be their whole thinking here, because there's no evidence that this has happened. It's all just,
right.
you know, look at the power of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. But now imagine they're Chinese.
They're Chinese. Like, what? Yeah.
Now picture she's Chinese. That's a Time to Kill reference.
Yes.
Because, yeah, there's that heavy emphasis where it's just like they're. Is an air on quote like global threat, but it's like, what does the Chinese government and like the gay grandpas of TikTok like have to right. have in common? They're yeah, it's I mean, it's wild. Yeah.
A lot of people said, like, I mean, more than anything, it probably wouldn't be constitutional to ban it based on, like, you know, your First Amendment rights. And also, like, they're really not factoring in a lot of people like are actually making a living on there too.
Yeah.
But again, it's all in service of like they keep bringing up are these buzzwords. I've seen it on MSNBC, CNN, Fox News. They go, you hear this, the algorithms, no context. They just say the algorithms. Mm-hmm. Other people go, and, you know, data privacy is a big, you know, because these people, they can access this data. Okay. And then they say, and then there's misinformation.
Oh,
that's what's
really?
Keeping them up at night.
Only on TikTok?
Really, motherfucker? Because again, yeah. this is all the problems that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram fucking
100%.
Have. We're like, you've had people articulate the fucking how insidious like the feed is on Instagram to like young people's mental health. But I don't see no where the fucking outrage over that. Oh, because American. And it's just yeah. like this is coming at a time, too, obviously, in the backdrop. The U.S. is ramping up like an entire like a tech war against China. You know, they're trying to cut off their ability to get parts to make semiconductors and like complex chipsets. They've even got like the Netherlands and Japan to join in to be like, hey, we're not giving you our like next level shit either. And again, when you look at how bad fucking Mark Zuckerberg has been doing, like who completely fucked the bed by going all in on the fucking metaverse, mm-hmm. he's probably like licking his lips right now.
Oh, yeah.
Being like, oh, please ban this shit. This will help me get out the fucking like the lurches because people don't fuck with reels on Instagram. Maybe they will now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think overall, I mean, this is me just speculating, but do you think like the grandparents of Congress are just really focused on tackling TikTok because they haven't really cracked the code of what TikTok is? Like they figured out how to infiltrate Facebook, like being like, okay, well, I mean, in a sense of like a lot of like elderly people like post on Facebook all the time and know like what to do. But for TikTok, they're just like, these dance trends, I can't. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's that and just I think it's just easier to have a go at a non-American company because
yeah.
they
That's
hate
true.
Hearing
yeah.
they hate hearing that an American app or company would be banned in another part of the world.
Oh, you yeah, absolutely. I mean? There would be so, a different direction with that. Yeah.
I think more than anything, it's like this, you know, this fucking like CCP, like propaganda, like anti-CCP stuff where they keep sort of hammering this home. And I think it's just part of like how Americans like to do shit. There's real problems here, but you fucking worried about what's going on somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, misinformation is a big deal. What about fucking Facebook?
Yeah.
You know, and the actual you can draw direct lines to meddling and how people have fucking been killed because of the misinformation that spreads on Facebook. Yeah. But again, your fucking hands are up and it's easier to go. But the Chinese app.
Yeah, it's like a misdirect to their technology.
Yeah, it's just a very easy pivot. And again, it reveals two things. Either these people know fuck all about social media, which I believe is true. And then it also just shows how fucking hawkish they are on like China right now. Because it's also, you know, coming at a time too. China is, you know, like they're backing Russia and trying to be like a power broker in the Middle East now. So,
yeah, I mean, they did broker like I don't know. I don't like a big... peace treaty or, so pretty significant, something the U.S. never could have done between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Like that's not nothing. It's treated as nothing in the U.S. press, but I'm sure like that makes them nervous, even though like when you Google it, the first headline is like, Washington's not nervous about this. Like specifically, yeah. That's
we're
like,
not. We're not though. Nervous.
You're nervous. Yeah. Actually, China's nervous.
You're actually
the Atlantic
nervous
Council has an article from 2 days ago. China's mediation between Saudi and Iran is no cause for panic in Washington. So don't even worry about it and stop Googling.
I love it. Oh my, stop Googling. Stop being it. Stop Googling.
Yeah. But it's just disheartening too. Like I think Jamal Bowman like is the one congressperson who's like, I don't know why they're keep trying to go at TikTok. He's like, I haven't heard anything. No one has briefed us on what the fuck is going on with it. And it's if the real issue isn't that it's the CC, it could be a CCP tool or whatever to skew the global conversation. Because, again, we have those issues with our own U.S. based social media companies. It sounds like overall, all of the things they're talking about, data privacy, the algorithm, misinformation, those are real issues to tackle with social media as a whole.
In general.
But they don't have the appetite to properly regulate that. So again, it's better to just go scorched earth and be like, get this foreign shit out of here.
Right. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, there's probably some convenience. And, I don't know if this is the sort of thing that Facebook or, American social media companies would lobby for, but it's certainly, like you said, Miles, very convenient for them. Ooh. If TikTok got banned suddenly, they would.
Man, if I was Mark Zuckerberg, I would be making it fucking rain. And, actually, they did do a lot like last year. They were like, they did a little anti-TikTok, marketing campaign.
Yeah.
So they have been chumming the waters for this because they know it's TikTok took a huge bite out of social media. And Gen Z's like, it's funny, like you see the sentiment. They're like, the fuck I'm going to do? Start using Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gen Z has their foot down. They are not going to use Instagram.
They're like, I'll jailbreak 7,000 fucking phones to use TikTok before I'm fucking acting like, oh, well, I guess that's over. So, I mean.
Mm-mm. And it just feels there is a general fraying and a general like things no longer working with all of the like big tech. I mean, not just the Silicon Valley Bank, but
what happened?
I've been trying to
hear back from them, man. I can't get any of my money out.
Yeah. Jack, he's been on paternity leave. Can you debrief him what happened?
No, it's good. That's it's so good. Weird. You should just they'll get back to you. They'll get back to you.
Right. Yeah. It's all good. Just needed for a procedure.
But also just like there are these stories of just random Uber Eats orders just misfiring or showing up at people's one place got 30 mystery orders in a week. And so they're like being paid for somehow. It's not clear like who is benefiting from this. But the like one person in British Columbia got 30 orders in a week of like a side of gravy, a bottle of water, and they're just like, yeah, don't worry about that. We talked like a couple weeks back about how they're like these companies that invade Google search results for restaurants and just put up a like clone of the website, and you order your food for them through them, and they just charge you $5 extra, and like that's
right,
they're just like using Google as an opportunity to like scam money out of people. Like the whole thing, the whole system just seems like it's broken. Like Amazon, like there are countless stories of people ordering things on Amazon and you get like a dot matrix printout of the thing that you ordered, and they're like, what? That's what you ordered.
My friend ordered a mini trampoline for a shoot. And when she got back, there were 5 mini trampolines on her doorstep, assembled. And she has the receipts of ordering just one. And then their response is like, you got it. You ordered it. So
give us 4 more.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, hey, free trampolines.
Yeah. Now she has 5 trampolines and doesn't know what to do with them.
The whole system just seems like it's like fraying. And then their response is like, let's take down the good Chinese, tech things. The one, not good as in like I'm sure TikTok is fucking terrible and like the peak of like all of the things that make social media addictive. Like,
they definitely suppress certain conversations on there.
Yeah, too, you know, it's bad, but it's like, I guess better product, and the thing that they're worried about is like,
yeah, I mean, like if you're on a checklist, I'm like, okay, which one may have heavily influenced an election and like completely skewed how even people looked at the pandemic?
Yeah.
I think that's old Zucky's fucking platform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's why it's a very inefficient way to tackle a very complex problem. And I think that's, we're just seeing like the lack of thought that goes into it and just reverting 100%. To xenophobia and being like, it's that, man, it's that. And because I know they're pointing to like laws that it, like that the Chinese government can like just take, like dip into someone's data as like just part of their own like in national security laws or whatever. And they point to like that as being like the reason why TikTok is absolutely vulnerable and things like that. But most people are saying, like, even if you ban TikTok, you're not necessarily reducing a ton of like national security threats. Like, so the people whose business it is to discuss it are like, I don't know, that's like the way to go, really. That's what you're concerned about.
The focuses are off. It should be on other issues, or like what you were saying earlier with like Facebook. Like, we should be addressing those things forefront instead of tackling this social media giant that happens to not be U.S. made and all that.
Yeah, you look, man, like fucking Twitter, Facebook, the American companies are taking fucking L's right now. You know, they're a fucking mess. So in this time, I'm sure like whatever, because, you know, those plenty of people kick their money to Capitol Hill, that there's many people will benefit if TikTok is banned. And it's just kind of so transparently like a fucking terrible way to fix anything, that it helps remind me that we are in America, in fact.
Yeah.
You know who isn't taking L's? Highland Park next door. There has been such, going back real quickly about the orders on Ubers, that so many threats have been, these teenagers keep doing it or stop sending me like French fries randomly.
And like, why do they think teenagers are paying for, because these are all paid for orders.
They think they're being like pranksters.
I blame it all on China and teenagers. You're smart and on the right side of the issue when you're blaming China and teenagers. Thank you.
You know what I mean? That's who's doing. They know my blood pressure is high and they're sending me French fries. They know.
I'm going to eat them.
Because the algorithms, of the algorithms.
Yeah. Nextdoor has been blowing up. And yes, I do subscribe and get the email notifications, but a lot of them have been about the mystery Uber deliveries.
Yeah. It's a mess out there. Yeah. Google also just, like, so there's this Bard thing that is there, ChatGPT. They just revealed it. Somebody, like, people are pointing out that you can, like, the futurism.com asked Bard to write an article about why Trump is an alien lizard person, and it did like a really good, if you've ever like Googled something and landed on a website that like you realize after the fact is like Epoch Times or something,
right?
But like they're just doing a karaoke impression of a news article, and this feels like a slightly better impression of a news article than what you would find on those sites in the past, like, because they will link off to sources. They'll be like, the New York Times wrote about Trump and the lizard people, like, and they'll just link off to it, and then the link will be broken, you know?
Yeah. Right. And that just like continues the cycle we already have of people, you know, air on quote, doing research, and then now they just ask Jeeves about about like an issue they want to defend, and then they're going to be like, well, this article said, and it's like, well, you yourself have to go click, make an assessment, all that. It's just making it, it's just continuing the disinformation even more.
Oh, the internet is just completely useless. Is going to be completely useless. Like, I once worked at a company where a big part of, like, not the part that I worked for, but a big part of their business model was clogging up Google with useless articles that they could then like sell ads on, just like churning out articles. And this like seems like it is the perfect tool to make that completely like easy, and like you can churn out a million articles a day this way. And it's going to completely make Google and the use of the internet
right
like pointless. Like they've just created a tool that is going to make their the one thing that they're known for completely useless.
Yeah.
So
the ChatGPT, I'm still like, because about the last one, it passed the bar exam, right? In like the top 10%. I saw like the latest update to ChatGPT was like, it's just like even better.
Yeah, it's getting
now.
Better.
Yeah.
It's becoming I'm just a like, better lawyer.
And I see like how I can see the benefit for people. Like I know people who are like, I'm not a great writer. And part of my job, I have to write stuff for like a proposal or things like that. And it just takes me so long. I've used ChatGPT to help create something that then I can then edit and it makes me work like faster or whatever. I'm like, I can see those kinds of benefits, but it becomes a really slippery slope. Like, as you're saying, when now like we're just getting so much content generated from it that could have the tone of a, I guess, a normal article about alien shapeshifters, but yeah. Like putting like result after result that it doesn't like it can pass the smell test to most people like sort of immediately. And then like we're all saying just completely skews our perception of like things that are going on. And like the imagery stuff was funny too. I saw like those AI images of Trump getting like hauled away in handcuffs and shit. Yeah. The only reason I was like, I just always look at the hands and the legs because the AI.
Yeah, that's what we said. The legs were so bad.
Yeah, like six legs. I was like, nah, all right.
I've seen anyway. Like I've seen some bad ones where like a hand has like eight fingers and yeah, I'm like, whoa, the manipulation.
It's close enough that if you just like see it at a glance, you're yeah. just like, yeah.
You're like, oh shit. He was
you're like, oh my goodness.
Them. Yeah.
He
yeah.
does have eight fingers.
Damn, Trump is pretty tough. Look at him dragging all those Secret Service agents.
Yeah. Yo, I can't believe he like Homelander laser eyed all them outside the courthouse.
Bart even, like, they asked it to write a Pizzagate article, like, in the tone of a journalist, and it would link off to New York Times articles about Pizzagate and be like, I think it lends a lot of credence because the New York Times has written about the theory, and then link off to an article where, when you read the article, you realize they're writing about it as a hoax. But
right.
it takes 15 minutes to, like, do that. Work. So it's just it's going to make things so much worse.
Can't wait for like that new skill that you have to like raise kids with, which is like, you know, if the bots wrote it right, you know how to sniff out that AI bullshit, right?
Yeah, the Turing test.
Yeah. Oh boy, well, fun times for us.
Olivia, such a pleasure having you on this episode. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
People can find me. I'm on Instagram at Olivia Newton Juan, and check out my shows on BMP. I EP some really awesome stuff. My Mama Told Me, Stradiolab, True Romance, How Did We Get Weird? A really good eclectic. And if you want to contact me personally, you will have to go through my chatbot lawyer. So that is right. The only way if you want to get like personal communication, you have to go through them.
Yes, of course. And is there a work of media that you've been enjoying?
Oh, yes. On repeat. I don't know if you all have covered it, but have you seen the Bruce Springsteen Three Stooges video?
No.
No.
I haven't seen shit.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm pulling it up. If you just look it up, like go search Google, this episode sponsored by Google, Google Bruce Springsteen E Street Band Three Stooges, and it has made me laugh multiple times. And it's basically they're on tour right now and they are performing The River, I believe. And it's like the part where where Bruce does like that sweet guitar solo, but instead the E Street Band, including Steven Van Zandt,
I see little Stevie,
is just doing some Three Stooges shit to Bruce, and it is so wild. Okay,
come on, Silvio.
why are they doing this?
No, it's good with the sound on because they're like, wah, like the whole Three Stooges.
Yeah, like I got your nose.
I got your nose, buddy, and it is.
And this is during The River.
This is during The River. Yeah. If you play it with the sound.
Oh, It's okay.
Yes. Like Silvio. Yeah. Just like turning its nose.
I know.
It has made me laugh so many times. And I'll give credit. My husband shared me that video. And it has made me laugh multiple times throughout the day. And I will just go and find that video and just watch. And it's like a quick, like 30-second video.
Yeah.
But it is so funny.
He needs to perform as Silvio Dante one of these days on stage. Like, put the fucking wig on, bring Sil back. You know, let me see you hit that guitar, Steve Van Zandt. That's what we want.
And for a while, he was like a hologram at the EWR airport, like greeting people into New Jersey. Steven Van Zandt, not Silvio, but Silvio would be awesome. But as Steven Van Zandt, like, welcome to New Jersey. It's just right. Like this hologram. Again, this will have to be a separate Daily Zeitgeist episode, but I could talk about Steven Van Zandt all day.
Oh, man. The Tao of Van Zandt.
Yeah. All good stuff.
How about you, Miles? Where can people find you? And is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
No. Nope.
Sounds like you've been watching The Boys.
Yeah, I mean, earlier, and then watched Peacock. Saw what I watched there, The Poker Face. I just
Poker
started
Face
watching.
Is fun, right?
That's a good show.
Yeah, that's
do they
watch.
Ever? I haven't made it all the way through. Do they ever address why she keeps like everybody she interacts with gets murdered? Or
no,
is that just like kind
I don't
of
know.
A conceit?
I think, you know, it's fun. I think that's a cool thing about her.
Yeah,
everybody dies around her. Yeah, so I've been seeing that, and I recommend anything else I should be watching, maybe the news and the like, but you can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram, and also fucking Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties.
Yeah.
I'm back.
And Jack Got Mad Boosties.
Yes.
So we should address this now. I'm going to be out the next 2 weeks. Miles and I are not feuding. I'm out for my kids' spring break.
Yeah.
The timing is just fucked up.
It's a 4x1 relay, and you just gave me the baton. I'm like, all right, I'm the ankle leg.
Yeah. We're at the point where we're running together, both holding it right now. And then I'm going to
And then one more episode, and then you're going to hear Usain Bolt open the show, folks. Get fucking ready. And then also 420 Day Fiance. I know it's been a minute, but Sophia and I, we haven't stopped that. It just, you know, life comes at you quick. And I don't have a work as social media yet because shout out to everybody who was showing love on Twitter when I was being like, I'm back. So thank you for making me feel like I never left.
Yeah. Work of social media I've been enjoying. There is a new type of M&M called Caramel Cold Brew. And
oh, fuck me. What?
Yeah, absolutely everyone at Arson Joe on Twitter said, should I tell Miles of Gray and Crofton Show about these? And I feel like, you know, it's a fun thing for you to explore.
Yeah.
Caramel cold brew M&Ms.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. All right.
How long is that going to last? Did you all see recently that California is passing a bill about banning Skittles and other toxic snacks?
Yeah.
Because of the
taking
food
European rules?
Yeah, treating humans like humans. Oh, and
I think
Mountain Dew can't be too far behind on that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, they listed Mountain Dew on there. They were like Skittles, Mountain Dew,
Jack,
ding-dongs.
Break the glass. It's the time has come.
I'm stocking up on Skittles and going to be supplying them on the black market, baby.
Jackson Beacon, homebrew do.
I just broke out in a full body sweat. Just drenched when you just said that.
It's turning your clothes yellow, too. Sweat.
It's mostly Mountain Dew.
Yes.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, is there a song that you think people might enjoy?
Plenty of songs. You know, music is fantastic. Let's go out on something that, you know, it just got me in like my 80s, like, you know, sort of like synth rock vibe. This is from this artist, Nabia Iqbal, and it's called This World Couldn't See Us. And she's normally a DJ. I've seen her mostly doing DJ stuff, but this is like a track she put out. It's super dope if you kind of like that 80s vibe. And like just sort of whisper singing on top of it. Nabia Iqbal, this world couldn't see us.
All right, we'll link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Yeah. That is going to do it for us this morning, but we're back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.